was dead, I was looking for company. Sling shirts at the funeral. All the makings of the pacifist, another hypocrite, hippie weed head. Throwing out the dog, but cashing in. We did the math on it, it wasn't happening. Filling a rock of a wanted road, one of heaven's tortured souls. With a cold heart, a white dwarf headed for a black hole. Sharpening my teeth and the bones of my old enemies. I'm over saying sorry in a
you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I am Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Hope you're all doing well. It is 6:35 on a Wednesday night. My show runs every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. And that we heard just now is weeks old. It's awesome. It's from a band out of Atlanta called Microwave. Excuse me. It is a title track, Bored of Being Sad, off their new 4-song EP. What else can I tell you about those guys? They've been around since 2012, yeah, that's about it. They're on Pure Noise Records, yeah. All right, let's see what's happening. Well, I don't know. There's a lot of activity around the station here. There's some sort of meeting. It's exciting, lots of people. And then out in the sort of, I guess, atrium here is a whole bunch of people doing some sort of physical activity that involves kicking and making lots of noise. I don't know what that is, but it's, oh, there we go. Kickboxing? Is that what it is? But it's a lot of excitement. So a lot of hubbub here at the station or around the station on the campus of UBC. All right, let's get moving on. Let's hear something from a band out of San Diego. I've got Pinback coming up next. We're going to hear the song Good to See. We can find that song off of, where is it here? I have it someplace. I have it written down someplace. I'll come back with that information. But these guys have been around for a while. They've been around since like 98. There you go. So let's take a listen to this awesome tune. And, oh, hold on a second. Where'd it go? Oh, I just had it here. Good to See. And it's S-E-A, in case you're curious, in case you're playing along. All right, that is what I have. Oh, by the way, I just came back. Well, not just. But the trip was so memorable, so making an impact on myself that it feels like just yesterday. Today's already Wednesday. Yeah. I was in Kelowna for the weekend with my friend Nina, and we skied at Big White for the first time. I've never been to Big White, and it was like so fabulous, unreal, absolutely crazy. I've never experienced that champagne powder snow, as they call it. We had so much pow. It was amazing. We were just in heaven. So we just skied one day. And I did it for free because I work up at Cypress and we get those kinds of things, reciprocals. And I just skied at Cypress recently as well. And the snow up there is killer also. Like it's pow. It's, and I overheard a lot of people talk and people were like, this is the best day so far. And it really was when I was there the other day. So yeah. Make your way up there and enjoy it. So anyways, let's listen to some music because that is why we're here. As I mentioned, we're going to hear this pinback tune right now. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
It's good to see you go.
All right, folks, that song went over a little, but all good. It is 6:47. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We just heard, what did we hear? Cloud Nothings. That's what I played. I did not write that down. So Cloud Nothings, we just heard something from their new album. Very new. Let's see if I can find it here. I just had it. Oh, good Lord. Cloud Nothings. Where did you go? Here it is. It's called Running Through the, Running Through the Campus. That's the name of the new the song. Hold on, guys. Let me try this again here and see what it says. Okay. Cloud Nothings. I have been very confused. What I was doing, here's why I seem so disorganized, is because I was doing a lot of research to tell you about the band before Cloud Nothings. Now, Cloud Nothings, I can tell you all about that. Those guys are out of Cleveland. They've been one of my favorite bands for the past 10 or so years. They're so great. They have a new album out. I'll get back to that in a second. But what was taking me so long is some research on finding out more information on the song we heard prior to the Cloud Nothings. And that song is called She's So Cool, in brackets, with Pale Waves. Now, the artist that is credited with that is called Bruises, and then it says Pale Waves. Now, in case you're curious as to who those guys are, because I have been, and there's almost no information on it, it's a good song. The artist itself is Amalia Ramirez, better known as Bruises, born in Tijuana. So this is a Mexican artist. Very little information, though. I wish I could find out more. There's literally one sentence on this artist. So there you go, in case you're curious. Okay, that's Bruises. And before that, we heard Pinback. Okay. My brain is going 800 miles an hour. All right. Let me try again. Now, let's continue. We are going to now listen to something pretty, I think, nostalgic. At least the artist itself is. If you can go back to the late 80s with me when I was in high school, I think I'm going to say that's when that song came out. From Maestro Fresh West. I'm talking about Maestro Fresh West. He's a Canadian hip hop artist. I'm going to say it was 1989 when Let Your Backbone Slide came out. Let me double check this here. Let Your Backbone Slide. Maestro Fresh. I was right. 1989. That was a really good. That was a big old hit song, especially for a Canadian hip hop artist. You could have found that on the album Symphony in Effect. All right. Now, Maestro, who just so happens to be Wesley something, also played Mr. Dwyer. Sorry, I'm laughing because he's so funny. On one of my favorite shows, Mr. D. If you know anything about Mr. D, it was a CBC show centered around an idiot teacher. Basically, Mr. D, just a dummy, okay? And it's the funniest show. And then Mr. Dwyer comes on the show. He's like the cool teacher. I'm going to say he was like maybe the band teacher. It doesn't matter. He's like super hot. And everybody starts, like, he's known as Mr. D. And Mr. D gets very upset because he's jealous because he's not as cool as the OGD, if that makes sense. Okay. It's been a long day for me. It's actually been a long week. I've had, like, Mark's do, like, a whole, we had these things called interim reports due yesterday. I've been working my other job. I'm a high school teacher, but I also work up at Cypress. Anyways, whatever. I'm not going to complain. We're just going to keep on rocking here at the station. So let's continue. Let's listen to the new single from Maestro Fresh West. So he has a new album out. And what is it here? What's the name of it? It's called Rap Prime Minister. And we're going to hear this song. It's called Somewhere Down the Line. Now, this one is featuring Adam Baum. Okay, I had to stop there and do this slowly because it's like literally a ticker that's going across my screen. So, again, the name of the song is Somewhere Down the Line, Totally Fresh, Maestro Fresh West, right now here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Well, that's clearly not Maestro Fresh West. What happened here? I must hit the wrong button. Okay, let me try this again. Somewhere down the line, there we go. They will find someone better. But at the moment, I'm the dopest motherfucker ever. Somewhere down the line, they will find someone better. But at the moment, I'm the dopest motherfucker ever. Somewhere down the line, they will find someone better. Never. But at the moment, I'm the dopest motherfucker ever. Somewhere down the line, they will find someone better. But at the moment, I'm the dopest motherfucker ever. All the new drugs and poppins catching up to your dog. I'm twice your age. How the fuck I'm looking younger than y'all? I told this chick named Mitzi I was born in the 60s. I hit her from the back. She like, nah, you ain't 50. You peanut butter parfait, gluten-free blogger. I'm the reason why your wife and your ex don't respect you. Crucify you with the right and let the left resurrect you. Cat Williams on the mic and use a Mexican heckler. I'm a Loch Ness, a block stresser, Brock Lesnar, guap catcher. Giving you squat stretches. Wait till the guard gets you. Hey, dudes, I earned a torch. They knew I burnt the sport. Fake crews, I burn and scorch. They view the Burnhamthorpe. I don't discriminate. I slay the older or the next wave. Cross to me, they all be playing on the path to West Bay. Go deeper than your x-rays before I leave your head sprayed. I still I'm pulling chicks like Shane Lathan with a head shave. Somewhere down the line, they will find someone better. But at the moment, I'm the dopest motherfucker ever. Somewhere down the line, they will find someone better. But at the moment, I'm the dopest motherfucker ever.
Being perfect goes. Don't let the spotlight be the reason your curtains close. We sun the youngins and put geezers in nursing homes. Show us who the kings and queens is and we burning thrones. Old time killing, whole tribe in the building. My standards and profile both high as the ceiling. This entire scene's ours. You just drove by while we're filming. When you finally see stars, you gon' know why I'm the villain. Still in custom double breast, motherfucking fresh. Dressed like I'm hoping to run into an ex. Strippers on planes, only thing we covering is bets. Just a couple Steeler fans throwing hundreds on the jets. It's the wonder I'm the best. Older brother, Mr. West, think they got it locked. Meet the bolt cutters in the flesh. I go one and nothing less. They must not have got the memo. Maybe somewhere down the line I'll find someone on my level, huh?
Somewhere down the line they gon' find someone better. But at the moment I'm the dopest motherfucker ever. Somewhere down the line they gon' find someone better. But at the moment I'm the dopest motherfucker ever.
Somewhere down the line, dopest motherfucker ever.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. So, we've listened to a lot of new stuff just now. That is The Decemberists featuring James Mercer of The Shins with the song Burial Ground. And you can find that on their new album. Well, when I say their new album, I mean... The Decemberists. And actually, this is their first new song in 6 years. There you go. Now that's the first single. All right. Before that, we heard something from the band Beach Bones, another band I can't find much information on at all, except for the fact that that is a single. It's called Bliss, and it is also new. Holy moly, look at me with the new songs. And then we heard Wilco in there as well, another new song. That album, which is called Cousin of Wilco's, was released back in September. So it's within 6 months. That's what CITR uses as a gauge of what we consider new music. If it's within 6 months, it's new. All right. It is 7:07. I've been a little bit busy over here, which is great. And let's take a look at the weather. Let's see what's happening here in Vancouver. I can also give you a little mountain update if you'd like to. All right, let's take a look here. The current weather here in Vancouver, it's a little chilly, according to the Weather Network. It's 2 degrees. And today is already Wednesday. So tomorrow, Thursday, is a high of 6 with a mix of sun and clouds. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Rain. Okay, So Friday, it's a little chilly, 5. And then on the weekend, both days, highs of 8. Oh, also into Monday, too. Now, that could be good. In fact, I do know it is predicted to snow up at Cypress. Let's take a look. Let's take a look at the ski report. Snow report, Cypress. And here we go. Snow forecast. We've needed it. If anyone's been around town at all and has eyeballs, it's been brutal. So let's see. Here's my weather forecast. All right. Oh my God. Everything's going away. Only I have like so many windows open. Okay. Today is what? Wednesday. So tomorrow, Thursday, it's supposed to snow up at Cypress tomorrow night. And then we've got, let's make sure I'm giving the lowest elevation. You can actually take a look at the three elevations. Okay, then into Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Good grief. That's as far as my window will take me. It's snow. Yes. Okay, awesome. As somebody obviously who likes to ski, life is improving. All right, let's move on with some more music, guys. What do you say? Okay, what do we have? What do I have? I could play some more new music. Yes, I could. Or I could just, let's go back a bit. Let's go a little bit further back. What do I have? Actually, I have stuff planned. I'm just kind of freestyling all of a sudden. Let me make sure I look at my playlist. That might be helpful. This is what I've got. I got Waves. I've got Help Is On The Way. This is a great, great tune. Love it. Waves is a band out of San Diego. And I've seen them before in Detroit at an outdoor concert. They're good. Here we go. We're going to hear something from Waves. Let's make sure I've got the album here ready to go. Help Is On The Way. You can find this on the album Hideaway. Yes, this is from 2021. It's a great album. So many good songs. Sinking Feeling is also a winner on that album. All right, so here we go. This is Waves from the album Hideaway. Help is on the way on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm not afraid to
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansem, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakulia, Talitin, who must we must stay.
I've been spending all of my time waiting.
Slow.
All right, from 2004, that is Metric with the song On a Slow Night. And you can find that on their album entitled, let's take a look here. Where are you now? That's the question. I don't know. Where are you now? Emily Haynes is the lead singer of the band. She was born actually in India, but has her roots in Toronto. Yeah. Okay, before that, we heard something for another Canadian artist band, Tough Age, on Mint Records. From 2013, we heard the song Coffin Foam from their self-titled album. Those guys are awesome. They're like one of my favorite local bands. Loren was the bass player. The band, I think, is no longer. It has been, what, like 11 years since that album came out? She's a doll. She kind of lives in my neighborhood. I see her here and there. And there you go. That's Tough Age. Before that, we heard two from La Tigra from 1999 off their self-titled album. We heard Ode to Bedroom Dancing and Decepticon. All right. What do I have? We've got like another 31 or so minutes until I'm Gandhi. My show is every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. Oh, and by the way, next week I won't be here. Or sorry, the next 2 weeks, I guess. 2 weeks from now, my next show, I won't be here because I will be in Big Sky, Montana on a ski trip. Yes, I'll be away and I'm super stoked. You have no clue. Yes. So I get free lift tickets. Hell yeah. Because I work at Cypress and it's a Boyne Mountain Resort. So that works in my favor. Plus air miles. So yeah, there's that. All right, so I'm very, very, very excited, and that's what's going on with me. That's about it, I guess. All right, let's move on. Let's hear something. Let's hear a classic favorite of mine. This is Beirut. This is a band out of New Mexico, and we're going to hear something from their album that was released, I think it was 2011, somewhere in that era. It is called, hold on a second here. It's The Riptide. Yeah. So we're actually hearing the title track off the album, The Riptide. Ah, this is Beirut. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous stuff. So hope you enjoy. And we have about 30 or so more minutes. Avec moi. All right. Thank you.
Kids go. In an unknown hour, trying to dodge the cops downtown. Some nights though the lights go out and I wake up strapped down to a hospital bed, a drunken loner. Said I should be in a coma. Hands me a pamphlet, sends me on my way to where the bad kids go. Where the bad kids go. You'll find me stumbling down that road to where the bad kids go. Completely intoxicating, sexually frustrated, so easily persuaded to fall in love with you. I only get drunk easy love from girls addicted to drugs, but those ladies really know how to party. That's why you'll find me where the bad kids go. Where the bad kids go. You will find me stumbling down that road to where the bad kids go. Where the bad kids go. kids go.
All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. So that song I got given to me, well, I have, you know, my email contact, etc., as part of, you know, the whole sort of collective of us DJs, and people will send out their press packages to me. I get these all the time. Point is, I got this one recently, like today, as a matter of fact. And that was a song of this guy's. It's called Hot Mud. This guy's from Ottawa, Canada. And I'm just going to read to you what he wrote to me. All right. He wrote, "Hello, I'm writing to introduce Hot Mud, an alter ego, a rocker, and a weirdo." He's got like one lens in his glasses. Looks like he's missing a tooth. I'm just going to read what he has here. It says, "This album was recorded entirely by himself while in a rehab facility in Ottawa, Canada, in his tiny room the size of your mother's closet. It is a record he wrote during his struggle with addiction into the early stages of recovery. It's a collection of 9 sonically diverse songs with lyrical theme addressing his thoughts and misadventures during this period of his life." Cool. I like that song. Actually, really, really good. All right, so there you go. That was some solicited music to me, Hot Mud, out of Ottawa. All right, before that, we heard something from 2002 from the Distillers. From their album Sing Sing Death House, we heard City of Angels. That's such a great song. It's a classic. Beirut in there before that from 2011 with the title track off their album The Riptide. Alrighty, what do we got next? I feel like we've got more good stuff. Oh, we do. I've got some Black Mountain for us. This is one of my favorite Black Mountain songs. I find Black Mountain an interesting name for a mountain because it seems like everywhere I go, there seems to be a Black Mountain, including Cypress, where I work. There's 2 mountains. Well, there's Hollyburn. That's like the cross-country mountain. But we have Mount Strachan and Black Mountain. And then it seems like as I've been going traveling here and there, I find Black Mountains seemingly everywhere, also in my music. So here we go. This is something from Steve McBean and Company, Local People. And we're going to hear something from the first album of theirs. It's self-titled, 2005. We're going to hear Modern Music. This song is a banger. Love it. You cannot not love this song. All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and we have about another 16 minutes until I'm Gandhi. Here is Black Mountain.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, another pump explosion. 1, 2, 3, another hit record.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
All right, from 1982, that is The Flirts with the song Jukebox. Don't Put Another Dime, from their album 10 Cents a Dance. All right, before that, we heard something from the Linda Lindas. Those guys are from California. I think SoCal. That single was released like 2.5 years ago. It's called Oh, and those girls are, at least were, high school kids when they recorded that. So they may have graduated by now, but my God, good for them. All right. Black Mountain, we heard in there before that. The time is 7:54. My name is Anita B, and I am almost out of here. I've had a good night. I'll be back in 4 weeks. In 2 weeks' time, I'll be in Montana skiing, my friends. Yahoo. Okay, so I'm going to leave us here with the Portland band, the Clorox Girls, who I don't think are around anymore. I did see them play, I'm going to say like 2015, 2016 or so. They play Vancouver, and they put on a killer show. And I have a shirt, actually, of theirs. I bought a shirt. These guys, what I read up on, have, I think they were formed back in like 2003 or so. This album, self-titled, that I'm going to play the song off of, is that's it, self-titled. It's from 2004. Sorry, I lost my train of thought completely. We're gonna hear Don't Take Your Life. This is a great tune, so catchy, so perfect. Here we go. This is the Clorox Girls on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I'll see y'all in 4 weeks, and that's about it. Stay cool, kids. All right.